guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, it's been a little while, but we're back into Romans 16. We're going to look at part 2 of Romans 16, 1 to 16. I'm joined with Ryan. This is what the passage says, and then we'll have a chat about it. It says this: I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon in the church in Cenchrea. I ask to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been a benefactor of many people, including me. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philegus, Julia, Nerus, and his sister Olympas, and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings. All right, so I'm joined with Ryan again.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan. It's been a... We had a break where we recast some episodes. And we are back into Romans 16. So last time we were there, you made me, Ryan, read that out, those verses out for the first time. Now, because we had the break, I had to read them out again. So what are we talking about? We're not just talking about names here.
No, we're not. That's right.
So give us a summary of when we met last time and where we're going today, and we'll dig into this.
Yeah, sure. Well, last time we looked at this passage through the lens of, Paul's ministry team, different people who, contribute in unique ways and in similar ways to his ministry, either working with him closely in locations or, from a distance, whether it's prayer or financial support, all these different ways that, they played a part in the work Jesus was doing, through Paul. And we kind of could summarize it as Paul's ministry team, getting a lens into that, where this group of people are kind of working together towards this common goal of seeing people come to follow Jesus, and become more like him.
Yeah.
So that's
nice. So this one, we broke this up for two reasons.
Yeah.
Firstly, the ministry team, but what's the difference then that we're looking at today?
Yeah. So in many ways, we could say the team is kind of the kind of what they're doing. It's focused on the task, achieving an outcome or seeing God, bear fruit through their efforts and their skills. Here it's kind of talking about, well, how did they go about that? Like, what was the nature of the relationships? And we see that it's one of just genuine love, of affection. And in many ways, it's a family team.
Yeah.
What comes with being a family team is, ideally, it is a loving relationships.
Yeah.
That's also difficult.
Yes. And noticing too, so we're splitting up what they do and how they do that. Paul keeps all of these things together. So a couple of ways that we see this then. So the first way that we see this, we get him call them beloved or dear friends.
Yeah, that's right. Throughout there, you see just this language of, either dear friends, I like beloved. It just kind of speaks to the intimacy that Paul had with them. in a healthy way. Like, I think we need to kind of recapture this, yeah, belovedness with one another, where it's, we don't, I think today when we talk about love, it's often in the context of being like overly sexualized. We only think of love generally as something that can, is involving, yeah, sexual relationships, but that's just not the case. It's, yeah, it's an intimacy. It's of a connection that's of a heart level. It's this, yeah, we're in it together. Mm. We're loving each other. Yeah, there is this real genuine.
Yeah.
We love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, the difference, so you think of social clubs or whatever, they might be people you love. They might be dear friends to you. But there also is this sense that they could just be acquaintances, and that's kind of fine.
Yeah.
But Paul is showing us and shaping this relationship that he has with his family. He's putting it into practice and going, no, he does genuinely love them. He doesn't address them as acquaintances. He addresses them literally as beloved.
Yeah.
And there's a closeness to there, to that. Now, we'll keep going. The next one is chosen in the Lord.
Yeah. So the whole idea of being chosen in the Lord, or this, we hear this language of the chosen, and being chosen. And it's this, it is kind of speaking to, yeah, we've been adopted into God's family. It's a very, family, orientated word, often attached to inheritance.
Yeah.
You've been chosen to have this inheritance. And it's kind of getting at, this deeper, reality of being adopted into God's family. Paul's already talked about that.
Yeah.
The implications of that for us. So we don't need to dig into that too much, but go back and listen to the podcast.
Well, let me throw something in there, though. Something that people have said in the past is kind of like, these are the people we'll be stuck with for all eternity. Sure. And that doesn't get at the closeness or the love in the relationship. Mm. But to frame it like this, I remember hearing this in a sermon years and years ago, but it stuck with me that that old guy that you're struggling to love is a person that Jesus died for.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the idea that we're getting at here. It's like, you might come to church and you might look around and go, man, there's some weird people here. Mm. I have no doubt that people think that about us as well. Because it is, we think that people are strange, and we are strange to people.
Yeah.
But as we look around, we see that we're chosen. And what that means is not just like God picks us on a team to do a task, but that he loves us.
Yeah.
It cost him. Jesus died for us, and he died for those people. And when we can actually reframe the way that we see people in that, I think it helps us to go, okay, I'm with them for all eternity, and I'm going to begin that loving process now.
Yeah, that's right.
The next one, as a mother to me. So let's talk about that. I mean, that's similar to the family, but...
Yeah, you really start to see the family language kind of come out now. Just the way in which Paul experienced loving relationships from other people. Mm. And they were like mothers to him. There's affection there. They cared for him like a mother does. Kind of, it's just it is hard to kind of quantify that in but it is the concrete little everyday thankless tasks that mothers do. That was his experience of belonging to a ministry team. There was people there who loved, and Paul even speaks of himself as like a father and a mother in the way he did ministry in 1 Thessalonians. It wasn't just something he experienced, but a way in which he practiced ministry as well.
Yeah, I love that, that picture that you just gave us, the thankless tasks. We both have entered into parenthood in the last couple of years or couple of months. And just as you watch a mother, it's not just the thankless tasks. It's also the dying to yourself for the sake of the other person. And I think, as he says, you were like a mother to me. It's, not just that's what we are in this family, but you acted in that way in those thankless tasks. You laid your life down for me. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's that, the kind of the servant-hearted leadership stuff
Yeah, well, it's following in the footsteps of Jesus, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and I think just to add, it is, and there's a deep affection there in all that. There is this, deep loving connection that's going on there.
Mm. Now, next one, just quickly, my kinsman.
Kinsman. There's actually a real, what's the word? It's their family in more of a biological way. So these are fellow Jews in the sense they come from the same ethnicity or family of origin, you could say like that in ways. So there's this, it's not just doing ministry. So there's this picture that those closest to us in ways are actually a part of what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, as you were speaking about there too, like that he says, you know, my fellow kinsmen, we've seen in Romans, you know, the Jew and Gentile divide. He speaks about like we're one in Christ.
Mm.
But then he singles them out here. And I think what he's showing us is like, you know, there might be people you connect with.
Mm.
There might be people you connect with because of desires or, you know, similar interests or whatever.
Yeah.
But there might be people you connect with because they're the same type of person as you, you know, from race, gender, whatever else.
Mm.
And I think it's actually okay and good to have a closeness of relationship because of that.
Yeah.
But as we see, it's adding to that a gospel heart so that it's not just that, so that you don't have those divides in your church. But, you know, you can look at each other and go, you know, my boys or my girls or whatever it is. It's interesting that he highlights that after all that he's talked about in Romans. Two more. So fellow prisoners. Just quickly.
Yeah, there's just a sense that there's this fellowness, there's this co-workers. Again, it's kind of that language, but there is this kind of, sharing in this.
Yeah.
And this kind of prisoner language of being, they are in ways, literally. Have been literally in prison together. And Paul is in, ends up being in prison a lot.
Yeah.
If
we go down, we go down together.
Yeah.
And he's celebrating that.
And so there's a deep sharing and suffering, I think, in that, which you do get in, the ministry side of things in terms of the team stuff. Mm. But there is just a different depth to suffering, I think, when it's with people that you actually love. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally, we touched on this last time with the hard working, but something else to bring out.
Love is hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you think about particularly with, the mother... picture.
Mm.
Mums work hard.
Yeah.
And so that's something that Paul has experienced of others working hard for him, but also he reflects that too, like we saw that he works hard for others. And so there's this working hard, not just to get things done, but to love people, and that being just a genuinely good thing to be working hard at. And I think, we see that in this passage as well.
As we wrap up and reflect on this passage, I think there is a real challenge here for us, and not just what we do at church, but how we do it. You know, particularly on that last point, love is difficult. It is hard to continue to show up and love people that we often don't naturally get along with as well, or people who have different interests, backgrounds, whatever, to us. And it can be really hard to love people well, but this is what God has called us to be brothers and sisters in the church, and not just work together side by side where we do the tasks that God has called us to make and grow disciples. But he shows us how to do that. And we love each other from a genuine care where we do lay down our life for one another. And we work hard at loving each other. So the challenge here today we want to lay out very simply is, this challenge to ask you, how are you going at this? How are you going at loving the people in your local church? How are your relationships there? And are you working hard, not just in what you do, but in how you do it?